possible meeting. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. U.S. officials say President Biden has agreed in principle to meeting with Russian President Putin, brokered by the French, if Russia does not invade Ukraine. Much of the attention right now has been in eastern Ukraine. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Kyiv.
It's there Ukrainian soldiers are battling against Russian-backed separatists. Two Ukrainian soldiers killed on Saturday, five wounded, and there are real concerns that that area could be a flashpoint for a possible larger invasion. Here in Ukraine, more airlines beginning to cancel flights to or from the country as the economy being hit hard.
President Biden today assembled his national security team to discuss the situation and later held a call with French President Macron. The Customs and Border Protection says border crossings from Mexico in January are almost double what they were a year before.
U.S. Border Patrol is saying that they are still seeing large groups of migrants, groups traveling together in various sectors where they pop up. And as we have been reporting, some of them turn themselves into authorities, others do not. In El Paso, the chief says within 2 hours, 29 groups were sent across the border. Federal agents say this further proves how the cartels and criminals are running the show out here.
Fox's Casey Stego in La Jolla, Texas. NASCAR Cup rookie Austin Cindric held on in an overtime shootout to win the Daytona 500.
Holy cow, that's right, kid. You just won the biggest race of your life.
23-year-old Austin Cindric from Mooresville, North Carolina, in his eighth Cup start, gives Roger Penske a happy birthday present.
Fox TV's Mike Joy. It's owner Penske's 85th birthday. America is listening. Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Queen Elizabeth tests positive for COVID. Fox's Kevin Uretsky reports.
Her Majesty testing positive for the virus on Sunday. The 95-year-old monarch is said to be experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but with a typical stiff upper lip, she plans to keep on working. Buckingham Palace says Her Majesty will continue to receive light medical attention while attending to light duties at Windsor Castle. There's a bit of COVID going around the royal family lately. Both her son and heir, Prince Charles, who's 73, and his wife, 74-year-old Camilla, contracted coronavirus earlier this month. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Pope Francis with a message about healthcare workers from the Vatican Sunday. Fox's Tom Rigotti with the story.
In his weekly appearance from a window of the Apostolic Palace overlooking St. Peter's Square, the pontiff calling healthcare workers heroes, and not just for their service during the coronavirus pandemic, but every day. He then asked the faithful in St. Peter's Square to join him in public applause for what he termed a great thank you for healthcare workers, including volunteers who care for the sick. Hundreds joined him, Italy marking Sunday as a national day to pay tribute to healthcare workers. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It's down to three possible sites for the 2024 Republican National Convention. Fox's Paul Stevens.
Milwaukee, Nashville, and Salt Lake City are the final three contenders to host the 2024 Republican National Convention. GOP officials in Pennsylvania were told earlier this month that Pittsburgh was no longer in the running. The RNC's site selection committee heads to Nashville in the coming days as Tennessee's capital city makes its case to host the event. Salt Lake City showed off its facilities to the committee at the beginning of the month, while Milwaukee made its case last week. The winning city will likely see hundreds of millions of dollars in convention revenue. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.